team news ahead of this? How are you looking?
Yeah, we're hoping for the same 18 as we had out. You know, Jamie Keverley's shoulder's still sore, so we'll assess that. But with us keeping a clean sheet on Saturday, it might be that we can do without him again. But if he feels okay, then he'll be in the squad.
Doyle was rested. Is there a chance that he'll come into the 11, or do you go as you were?
Yeah, there's a chance. We're still sort of striving for that balance, I think, in midfield. Say, we knew what sort of game it was going to be, and there was odds on he was going to get booked. There was a lot of yellow cards flying around. It was a niggly game, so he's on 8 yellow cards now. So we've got that in mind as well. I think there's another 4 or 5 games before the deadline of yellow cards, so we'll try and protect him up to that point.
Brayford's been playing centre-half for you. How do you feel he's done there?
He's doing exceptionally well. I think played very well in the previous game at Warsaw. That was probably his best one. And then on Saturday, looked comfortable again. Playing the left-hand side of the two as well, really. But yeah, he's fitted in. That was his original position years ago. He's done it at certain points over the season. So he just slots right in there. And I think Kieran Freeman's doing okay at right back as well. So might well stay at centre-half.
So he played there for you at Derby, presumably. Yeah. At what point then did you switch him to fullback?
No, he came to Derby. It was at Burton. He started as a centre half as a youngster, and then when he wasn't quite tall enough in the conference, especially, we moved him to right back. But over the years, he did fill in at centre half for us at Derby, and has done it at Crewe as well. So I think he's comfortable either. You get the same sort of endeavour and wholeheartedness whichever position he plays.
Does he miss getting forward though, as he likes to, obviously?
Yeah, sometimes I think, but I think that's a part of his game probably struggled in the last few weeks, of actually getting forward and creating stuff, which is what he's known for. So it's relieved a bit of that pressure off him, and he's still got the option to take it forward from centre half, which he does. He comes out with the ball when the time's right.
And having Howard back for the last couple of games, has that made a significant difference in your eyes?
Not significant, but it's just a little difference, I think, which helps. And it might be the difference between keeping a clean sheet or not. Ian Turner did very well deputising, but Mark is the number one goalkeeper. He's had a great season, so it's nice to have him back.
What about business? I know you were not back on a few targets last week. Any progress?
No, situation's still the same with those. We'll follow up the calls in the next couple of days before Thursday. We're not desperate to do any. If we got a chance of taking the right one, we'd consider it. But a lot will depend on Terry Kennedy, who we hope is going to play maybe 45 minutes on Wednesday in a friendly.
Right, so he may well be back for the weekend if he comes through that unscathed?
Yeah, or just after then. And Jay McEvely as well, not going to be long. So we've got two more centre-halves in the wings if we need them.
Would you strengthen anywhere else if the right player came along?
No, I don't think so. I think we're okay. We've certainly got plenty of midfielders. Scougal and Wallace back in training. James Wallace actually joined in this morning with the rest of the lads. He's going to get a good week's training under his belt with a view to maybe having a game next week. Scougal's going to play on Wednesday in the friendly. So there's a few of them not far off now.
Sean Derry's gone from Notts County. I just wonder whether that might impact on Jamal, who's there at the moment. Have you any idea whether it will? Could we talk now?
No, the loan's till the end of the season anyway, with a recall in our favour after 28 days if we want Jam back. But unbelievably disappointed for Sean after everything he's done in the last 18 months for the club. Just goes to show what football's like at the moment. I spoke to him actually yesterday. We were talking about maybe another loan player going there. But that one's off now.
Right. And on that front then, anybody else going out?
Yeah, there's a chance. There's two or three, I think, who need some games. So we'll step up our efforts to get them fixed up this week, just on a short-term, four-week basis. And then they're back for the running.
And looking at this week, if you include the Saturday just gone, could it be argued that this is the biggest week of your season so far? Would you go to that end?
Yeah, I wouldn't disagree with it. I think that, you know, we see the effect of getting that result on Saturday. If we can get another positive one tomorrow night, that is our game in hand. You know, it cements our position in that top six. And beyond that, looking at Saturday, same thing applies. You know, with 9 games to go, we need a few more points to make sure we're in the playoffs.
I suppose it didn't matter how you got the result on Saturday, just as long as you did. It's kind of reaching that point now, isn't it, where it's results rather than performances. Ideally, you want both, but it's results now, isn't it?
It is more than performances. I think when you're playing in the first couple of months of the season, you're looking for a pattern, you know, you're looking for players to do certain things. But at this stage of the season, it is all about getting the results. And clean sheets as well, that's the foundation. That's the first one we've had for quite some time. And that's the foundation that we hope the last 9 games are going to be built upon.
Are you impressing on your players? Look, don't waste the opportunity with these home games, because you know what happened last time when you had a couple of home games back to back.
Yeah, definitely. That's why, you know, I mean, not 1 for 3, we lost our 2. It's amazing, you know, I think we get a little bit criticised at times for saying, you know, we get a good point at times and it's a good draw, and people take that the wrong way and think that you're not going for the win. Just a couple of draws in the Peterborough and Fleetwood games would have meant we're 5 points in there, plus goal difference, plus a game in hand, would have strengthened our position in that top six. So it's the defeats that really hurt you. But at home, we'll be going for the win like we did on Saturday.
What about confidence throughout this? Are they a confident bunch anyway, or do you see there is a drop in it when results don't go for you? What kind of a group is it that you've got?
I think it is definitely a drop when we've struggled to get the results. That's why Saturday, you know, I think in normal circumstances, you're trying to get that second and even third goals. I think when we're 1-0 up at Warsaw, it showed as well. You know, let's do everything we can to win this game and hang on to this 1-0. I think if you're a confident side, you know, you go forward a little bit more and get a second goal. I said that, you know, somebody pointed out Saturday after the game, there was 6 out of the 10 outfield players are new players at the club since January and beyond. So we're trying to settle those sorts of players in as well, and that all takes time. That usually gets done in pre-season in August, September, you know, the first couple of months of the season. 6 out of the outfield 10 is a lot of new players.
Davis caught the eye, didn't he, at the weekend? Impressed with what he's given you so far?
Yeah, I think he's been excellent in the games he's played. Saturday was his best one. And he keeps saying, you know, I want to get a goal. We're happy if he doesn't score and he keeps playing like that and we keep winning. Very good all-round centre-forward performance, we said after the game. And he's inches off getting a goal on a couple of occasions. The curl in the first half he thought was in. And then a couple at the near post in the second half, never mind the offside one. So, delighted. You know, we see the difference when we can get somebody like him or O'Grady in, the difference it makes to our play.
Yeah. Scunthorpe, you know all about. You only played them, what, a couple of weeks ago, something like that?
10 days.
Not even 2 weeks.
Yeah. It's strange when the fixtures do this to you, you know, because of postponements, and you end up playing somebody twice in 10 days. You know, it's nice not to lose there. It's a ground where I think United have struggled over the years. But now we're at home, we're looking for the 3 points.
Does it make life easier for you, given you have just played them recently, in terms of your preparations for it, because it's still fresh?
Yeah, it is, yeah. I think it helps the players. You know, we encourage them to think about the opposition as well. You know, you think about the person that you're playing against in your position, if it is the same one. Strengths and weaknesses from last time.
Does it matter to you about where you finish in the playoffs at the moment, or is it just about getting over the line and then you regroup and go again?
Yeah, I think it's about getting in the top six. However, you know, even if we get in by goal difference on the final day, it doesn't matter. Once you get in those playoffs, you've got an equal chance.
And going back to the game at Glanford Park, was a draw about right in the end, in your view? I know you had opportunities, but they did too.
Yeah, they did. I thought first half we were comfortable and should have gone in ahead. And we ended up being pegged back 1-1 without any effort in the first half. And then second half they came out and had a bit more of a go and had a couple of chances. We did as well, and could have won it late on. So, it was probably about fair.
Threats for them? Who would you single out? The Dutchman up front, Van Veen?
Yeah, he was on the bench when we played them and he came on, so we didn't see too much of him. But Paddy Madden's lively, so he's the major threat for them.
It's an obvious thing to say, but the fans being important, especially at the business end, goes without saying that they can have an influence, can't they? Even if they are a bit frustrated with how the team plays at times.
Yeah, they've got to try and stick with it, because our aim is getting in the playoffs. That's everybody, the club, supporters, players, and the more we can all get together to achieve that aim, the better chance we've got. And I know we're not playing brilliantly. We're trying to get the ball down, knock it about, as we did in the first 30-40 minutes on Saturday, but it is going to be a grind at times, but we hope it'll be worth it come May.
How crucial is it to your plans that you get in there and obviously take the next step?
In terms of
planning for next season, how crucial is it that you manage to do it this season and go one better than perhaps this club has in recent seasons of the playoffs?
Yeah, we're going to try everything we can. It's our first full season at it, but there's no guarantees. We know that. We're just going to give it everything. You know, it's not a case of if we don't make it, that's it, everything's gone to pot. We're a young team and we are growing as well, and we'll see if we've got enough to make it this year.
Like the kit?
Yeah, I do, yeah. Yeah, I did like it, yeah. I thought it was something a bit different. We needed a bit of a change, I thought. And it's nice, you know, nobody remembers 125 years ago. Nobody was around then. But it is important, you know, to say, to mark this and say, well, that's what we started out in all those years ago. So, yeah, I think the players liked it as well, which is good.